Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
He hit a woman with a hammer 13 times in the head. And now the man convicted of this vicious subway crime faces the music.
The brutality of the crime shocked the city. Then 57-year-old Nina Rothschild, a scientist for the city of New York, on her way home from work at the Queens Plaza subway station, approached from behind, kicked down the stairs, and struck in the head with a hammer 13 times. The entire ordeal caught on surveillance video. 60-year-old William Blount was convicted of robbery and assault in February and is facing 25 years to life in prison. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And another subway crime. This time the weapon was a knife. It happened on the northbound number 2 train near the 135th Street station in Harlem at about 1 o'clock this morning. A 23-year-old man was slashed in the face. He was taken to the hospital and the search is on for the suspect. To Jersey City now, where a 3-alarm fire burns through 3 buildings, injuring 6 firefighters. The blaze started in a building on 4th Street just after 2:15 this morning, then spread to buildings on either side. The first building to go up was empty, but residents in the other buildings are now displaced from their homes. The 6 firefighters hurt were rushed to Jersey City Medical Center. The cause of this fire is not known. They are the crimes that leave us shaking our heads, asking, how could anyone be so cruel? Now, people who abuse helpless animals will be facing tougher penalties on Long Island. Nassau County Legislator John Ferretti telling 1010 Winds.
If you are convicted of abusing an animal, you go on the registry for a period of 5 years. We are increasing that to 10 years on a first offense and 20 years on a second offense.
Nassau residents who leave their pets in hot cars or those who hoard animals are set to face jail time and hefty fines. County Executive Blakeman is expected to sign the legislation later this morning. Suffolk passed a similar law in May. Ferretti is hoping his legislation goes statewide, something the SPCA is also pushing for. A Queens man busted for allegedly raping a 14-year-old boy after luring him into his car. Police say 63-year-old Virgilio Taveras followed the kid as he walked along 171st Street and Jamaica Avenue. They say he told the teen that his brother owned a construction company and he could get him a good job. When the boy got into the car, he allegedly abused him, then gave him $50 when the kid got out. Taveras was arrested 2 days later and is now charged with rape, sex abuse, and child endangerment. One of New York's more influential Latino leaders is backing Zohran Mamdani for mayor. Let's get the details from our Mac Rosenberg. Mac.
Bridget, Congressman Adriano Espaillat is the latest local elected official who once supported Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Eric Adams, now shifting that support to Mamdani. The congressman represents an area of the city, as you mentioned, with a lot of Latino voters, he himself being the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. And a new poll shows Mamdani has a 46% approval rating among Latinos compared to 9% for Mayor Adams. So you have the diversity factor, also the politics of this endorsement, because there are still several key members of the New York congressional delegation that have not endorsed Mamdani to this point. Key among them, minority leaders in both the House and Senate, Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. Governor Hochul also still a holdout to this point. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The MetroCard is on its way out, but a lot of riders are having a hard time moving on. A new survey by the Permanent Citizens Advisory Committee says nearly 3 out of 4 people who have switched to Omni have had problems. Fare gates, not registering taps, surprise charges days later, a lack of transparency, they say. The MTA still says Omni is a hit, used by more than 75% of riders, and that it's designed to save New Yorkers money. Metro cards are said to be officially phased out by the end of this year. After their trailer was stolen last winter, along with $1,000 in camping gear, some Cub Scouts on Long Island are finally getting a much-needed do-over.
Cub Scouts in Islip were upset and baffled as to why their trailer was stolen in December. It had $1,000 in camping gear inside, but now, thanks to generous donors, the Scouts will be getting a new trailer today. It all happened after someone donated a trailer, and an auto body shop in Bohemia fixed the trailer all up for the Scouts. Authorities say if you have any information on who stole the trailer, you're asked to come forward, and you can do so anonymously. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Displaced tenants in the Bronx are calling on the city to step in and force their landlords to make repairs. Families from two fire-ravaged buildings on Wallace Avenue and Noble Avenue say they have spent months now in shelters waiting on a fix that never came. The fires happened in 2023 and also early this year. In both cases, the landlord, Ved Parkesh, hasn't made the repairs needed to let people back in. The Legal Aid Society and tenants are gathering today demanding the city take emergency action. Parkesh was once named the city's worst landlord by then public advocate Letitia James. Cory Booker just had his biggest fundraising quarter ever. The New Jersey senator raised $10 million after that marathon 25-hour-long speech on the Senate floor, slamming Donald Trump's return to power, calling it a grave and urgent threat.
This is our moral moment. This is when the most precious ideas of our country are being tested, where the Constitution and the question is being called, where does the Constitution live, on paper or in our hearts?
Booker's team says most donations were less than $25 and came from more than 200,000 supporters. He is up for re-election next year and widely seen as a possible 2028 presidential contender.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.